I wouldn't say this attack was unprecedented. Our members face this day in, day out. Although it's not always in the news, this is what they're facing just going about their jobs. And all they want to do is get goods to and from Europe. It's very stressful. We've had drivers tell us that they've even considered giving up their jobs because of the stress involved. And one driver actually told me that his wife was more worried about him being attacked in Calais than she was about him having an accident in his truck travelling to and from Europe.
I guess because, as you say, that they are happening on a daily basis, but we don't hear about them, do we, on a daily basis? So you're quite concerned for their safety.
We don't. We tend to hear about it more during the summer, when there's holiday traffic too passing through the port. But this is a daily occurrence for our members, and we are really, really concerned for their safety. In fact, with this incident, the transport operator in Belgium, so it was a Belgian driver who actually sent the pictures and said he'd been attacked with a chainsaw. And his boss contacted us to say, basically, please do something or there will be deaths. Our drivers are being threatened every day.
And is this criminal gangs who are trying to smuggle lots of people, or is it just individuals?
I think there's a variety, to be honest. I think there are some desperate individuals who have spent time in the camp and just want to get across to the UK and will do anything they can in order to do that, you know, risking their own lives as well, to be honest. They'll drop from bridges onto the top of trucks. They'll slash the side of curtain-sided trucks to get on board. They'll hide themselves underneath. These are desperate people trying to get across. And we mustn't forget the humanitarian situation either. FTA believes it's important for the people in this camp to be processed quickly, and those who are seeking asylum should be processed quickly and allowed asylum where it's justified.